Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program will feature music which has nature or the environment as its theme. We'll hear the music of Mabel Daniels, Libby Larson, Mary Howe, Amy Beach, Kay Gardner, and Joan Tower. Let's begin with an orchestral piece of Mabel Daniels, who lived from 1879 to 1971. She was born in Swampscott, Massachusetts, and had piano lessons from an early age. Daniels studied at the newly founded Radcliffe College, where she was director of the Glee Club, for which she wrote and conducted two operettas in 1900, the year she graduated. After leaving Radcliffe, Daniels studied composition privately with George Chadwick, one of the leading composers of the New England School. In the autumn of 1902, at Chadwick's suggestion, she went to Munich for further composition study with Ludwig Thuil. When Daniels arrived in Munich, women had only been permitted to attend counterpoint classes at the conservatory for 5 years. Here is an excerpt from a letter she wrote to a friend about her experience enrolling at the Munich Conservatory. Stravenhagen is the director. He and Daniels are in his office. There is a little man looking over a pile of letters in the corner of the room. "I should like to enter the score reading class," said I innocently. Stravenhagen looked back at the little man. The little man looked back at Stravenhagen. If I had thrown a bombshell, they could not have appeared more startled. The little man at once abandoned his letters and stood staring a few feet in front of me. "There have never been any women in the class. I am right, am I not, Herr Secretariat?" said Stravenhagen. "You are right, Herr Direktor," responded the other. He held his hands behind him and gazed at me as one might at a curious species of animal. I felt I ought to be tagged like those poor creatures in the zoo. "Rare, from North America." "Is the class full, Herr Secretariat?" inquired Stravenhagen. "About 30 men have registered, Herr Direktor," solemnly answered the secretary. There was a pause. "Have you ever played string quartets from score, Fräulein?" inquired the director. "Yes, Herr Direktor," said I, with that supreme calmness which comes at times when one is inwardly much disturbed. Again there was a pause. Even I began to be impressed with the solemnity of the occasion. "Of course," said the director, "because a Fräulein never has joined the class is no reason why a Fräulein never can." "Not at all," said the secretary. The gravity of his expression was worthy of a crisis in the affairs of state. The two men walked to the other side of the room, and while they conversed in whispers, I stood gazing out of the window at the equestrian statue in the plots, unable to hide the smile on the corners of my mouth. Although conscious of my many peculiarities, I had never before considered myself an abnormal being, and to be so regarded struck me as amusing. It seemed to take them a long time to come to a decision. When my impatience had subsided to a state of hopelessness, Stravenhagen came forward. "Your request is unusual, Fräulein," he began, but, you may come on Friday at 3 o'clock. With a sigh of relief, I bowed myself out in approved German fashion, feeling as might the immortal Napoleon after a hard-won victory. And so it was that Mabel Daniels got to study at the Munich Conservatory. She went on to a long and distinguished career. In 1908, the Boston Pops performed her first orchestral work, and it was followed by many performances of chamber and orchestral works, as well as cantatas. She continued writing into her 80s. Let us begin with Mabel Daniels' Deep Forest, performed by the Imperial Philharmonic of Tokyo, William Strickland conducting.